Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're putting people on Mars, we're fighting COVID, we're working on electric cars and maybe later flying cars and drones, and we have so many accomplishments now, right, in the 2020s, the decade of the 20s, that it kind of baffles me that there still is a multiple century old issue that man cannot conquer. And it's the getting busted for checking out somebody else when they're with their partner. And I the stress I see people put through, I've actually seen my sons go through this now, where they're very blatant, you know, they just kind of look, you know, oh, there's a blonde, or there's a, and I'm like, okay, you're going to have to learn to be more subtle than that. Well, Mom, she's pretty. Like, yeah, but if you're with somebody, you can't be checking them out. Oh, I'm not going to check anybody out when I'm with somebody. Yes, you do. All right? It's in our animalistic instincts. Okay? We're humans, but we're animals. You know, I'm walking with my dog. Dog's an animal. I'm walking with her. We're talking. All of a sudden, a little bunny rabbit is running across the road. It doesn't matter that I'm her mama. It doesn't matter that she's on a leash. It doesn't matter that she could get hit by a car. She bolts. Right, that's the animalistic instinct. So I could be having a conversation with my husband that is so intriguing, so fascinating. If there is somebody in the corner of his eye that looks hot, he's going to look over. That's just what happens. Then I could give him the look like, really? Oh, no. It's this. Okay, so you're talking. All of a sudden, you see his eyes wander. So you look, and you're like, I can't even do the look. Are you looking at her? No, no. And I mean, my husband, he just doesn't know how to get out of it anymore. The kids don't. And I think maybe he knows that I'm really cool with it because he's obviously going to look. You know, and I'd rather he look. I mean, just get it out, you know. Being married to me, after a while, you do need to get some color in your life, you know. It's really hard to watch a black and white TV, yeah, and not see a color flick. As soon as you see color, your eyes are like, ah. So it's fine. In my marriage, it's fine. But I see guys struggle all the time. So let's kind of teach you how to get out of getting caught checking somebody else out accidentally. Because a lot of times it is an accident. You don't purposely sit there and want a hound while you're with your babe. You want to, you know, you want to pay attention to whatever they're droning about, but something's going to catch a corner of your eye. So if ever you look like you got caught, well, in a restaurant, it's easy. Because in a restaurant, you're like, I'm looking for the waitress. I'm just looking for the waitress. What do you need? Your water's full. Your coffee's full. I just feel like something sweet. And I kind of want to celebrate with you. Maybe get some of the chocolate. I'm just in a good mood because I'm with you today. Oh, okay, yeah. Go, yeah, look around the room. Leave the table to find a waitress so you can bring something chocolatey to the table. Go ahead, look all you like, all right? All right, so that's a good way. Is that a good way to get out of it? Oh, my gosh. If my husband said he was looking for a food server, so, yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, I thought you were checking somebody else out. But if you really love me enough to get me some chocolate cake, that's some serious stuff. Another thing you could also do is, you know, if it's obvious that you were looking at another person, right? You know, let's say it's a woman, if you're with a woman, guy, if you're with a guy. Let's say you got caught looking at somebody. what you can say is, you know, women are just not as good looking anymore as they used to. I mean, you're so much better. Look at all these women around here. They're just, gosh, I mean, thank God I got you, because they just don't look good anymore. I just noticed that. Yeah, you know, you're right. My husband tried that on me. You know, women just aren't as good looking anymore. And he's kind of looking around. You were on the beach. Like, gosh, you know, can you see it? Can you find anybody good looking? I can't. And we're both sitting there. So this way you can just check out the whole beach and all the bikinis. I fell for it. Another thing that you could also do, I know I'm on the side now of the dude right now, but another thing you could do is sometimes there's a hot girl with somebody else, right? And they're walking together. And so you want to check out the hot girl, but you need some time and your date is staring at you, right? Or your wife or spouse. So what you can do is you can have them concentrate on the dude. You could say, hey, do you think that guy is good looking? You know, and they're obviously blind to there being a hot woman there. And so they go to look at the guy. You know, I don't think he's that good looking. Meanwhile, he looks like he's staring at the guy with you, but he's able to check out the girl. Listen, okay, you know, I know the tricks. All right, so what you can do is, again, it's a distracting. If you really have to get it out of your system, yeah, I have to look. You could distract and say, well, look at this. Another thing you could do if you're in a restaurant is, oh, man, where's the bathroom again? Right? And then get up to go to the bathroom. Then as you're going up to go to the bathroom, she's going to watch you. So look like you are making a beeline to the bathroom. That's not when you check somebody else out. But if you did get caught checking somebody else out, like, do you know where the bathrooms are? Because I got to go. And then get up to go to the bathroom. Now, if you're at a mall, you know, if you're in a movie theater and all that, you know, is that your sister? She looks like your sister. No. I was going to say hi because I think it's your sister. No, that's not my sister. Gosh, you're way better looking than your sister. These are things that you can do. It's really easy. It's really that simple. But honestly, we're going to be talking about blood pressure and stroke. And I'm noticing more younger guys are having higher blood pressure. And I think this is one of the reasons. You just don't know how to compensate when you get yourself busted doing something. So hope those ideas help. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So May is National Stroke Awareness Month. And when I talk to you all about stroke, many of you think, all right, I'm going to deal with that when I'm in my 70s and 80s. Well, as we saw earlier in the year, Demi Lovato opened up about her having stroke, and we do see strokes in younger individuals. And if you want to avoid strokes later in life, or midlife, or younger life, you want to avoid high blood pressure. And the one thing I'm noticing with my telemedicine population is we are having younger and younger people have high blood pressure. We're talking about people in their 20s. So joining us to kind of talk about some of the trends we're seeing and how to prevent stroke is Dr. Richard Benson, Director of the Office of Global Health and Health Disparities of the National Institutes of Health, National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke Division of Clinical Research. That's a mouthful. Dr. Benson, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. It's really a pleasure to be with you today.
And we are so grateful for all the great work you do. So, yes, we're seeing a much younger population start having high blood pressure. Is it because we're screening better, or is it because we're seeing a development of blood pressure in this younger population?
I think it's probably more so related to the increased rate of obesity and people being overweight in our community. We know that as people tend to gain weight, then the blood pressure goes up, and for gaining weight, your risk of hypertension, diabetes, and a lot of comorbidities actually increase. Oftentimes, it would happen in midlife when people would start to put on those few extra pounds, but we're seeing younger people now present with these chronic illnesses from obesity and being overweight.
So true, so true. Also, we're seeing marijuana use linked to stroke, heart disease. How much of a factor do you think that could be as well?
Well, we do see that some of the synthetic drugs that people are using and people are lacing the marijuana with a lot of different things that actually is leading to stroke. And we know smoking in general is related to high blood pressure. And so all of these things are factors that are just not part of a really healthy lifestyle. And that's going to put people at risk for, again, these negative health outcomes like stroke and heart attack. And based upon our new findings, will also put you at risk for dementia later in life.
So true, so true. African-American men also seem to be at higher risk for stroke, heart disease. Are you seeing higher blood pressure in younger populations of African-Americans?
Yes, we do. We know that obviously anyone can get high blood pressure based upon the new blood pressure parameters that are suggested of having a blood pressure less than 120 over 80. One in every two to one in every three adult Americans actually have high blood pressure. But there is a disparity there, and we see that African Americans actually have a higher percentage of hypertension and uncontrolled hypertension. So that's why we've created this public health campaign that's geared towards the most risk population, at-risk population, and that's African American men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the Mind Your Risks campaign.
Yes, the Mind Your Risk campaign, we created this campaign based upon the results of one of our large clinical trials that I'm really excited to talk about. It's called the Sprint Mind Study. In this particular study, it randomized over 9,000 individuals to either a regular blood pressure control group versus what we call an intensive blood pressure control group. The regular group had a blood pressure less than 140 over 90, and the other group was less than 120 over 80. And what we found was that that group that was in that high intensive control blood pressure group had lower rates of cardiovascular disease, stroke, and dementia long term. And so they found that most of the people that had this benefit with this lower blood pressure were in midlife, and so that's age 45 to 65. And so what we've done is we've created the Mind Your Risk campaign, and we've geared it towards African-American men, but we're looking specifically at that group pre-midlife. And so we're looking at African-American men from the age of 28 to 45, and we're giving the message important to check your blood pressure, to know your blood pressure, and to do as you can to modify it. And we have the tagline, nobody's got you like you got you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Richard Benson, Director of the Office of Global Health and Health Disparities. One issue that I noticed in my private practice is African-American women especially would lose their potassium easier on diuretics than I would see in Caucasians. And we need our potassium. Obviously, potassium-rich foods is heart healthy. And I kind of like to highlight that sometimes these medicines work differently on different people. And we have to, when we train, sometimes kind of embrace the race and understand that some medication might not work for every demographic and every group of people.
No, that's a great point, Dr. Dahlia. We actually, there's been a blood pressure task force that was created recently that's federal-wide. It's multiple federal organizations. We're actually looking at this issue of hypertension control. At one of our meetings, we talked about using hypertension as an example of the health of the country. I mean, we do know uncontrolled hypertension is as health or the unhealthiness of the country. We have good medications to control blood pressure. We know that blood pressure is associated with negative health outcomes. And we know how to treat it and to measure it. And so the issue is to actually just get people to the doctor and on the right medication. And so it's going to require educating medical providers so that they are actually standardized or specializing in the medical care. We have a lot of different medications. African-Americans, some do well with diuretics, but as you mentioned, that can affect the electrolytes. This is the potassium, the sodium. Some do well on calcium channel blockers, mm-hmm. some on beta blockers. But we have a whole list of medications that can be used to control blood pressure. We have to tailor it in some instances. And so it's important. We're focusing on educating the community, but with this campaign and this study, we also have to educate medical providers as well to control the blood pressure to that tight level. Oftentimes people will go to the doctor and they won't be monitored to try to get to that less than 120 over 80 level. Mm-hmm. And so that's another place we have to educate medical providers, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing, it helps, but it could also be an obstacle, is telehealth. There's many telemedicine platforms that allow patients to get three-month refills of blood pressure medication, but there's no way to verify the blood pressure. It's fantastic for somebody who needs access, but on the flip side, I'm concerned that there are some people with out-of-control blood pressure.
Right, that's a good point. I mean, that's something that we're looking at now at the NIH in terms of through some of the studies that we're funding to look at how telehealth can be used to improve medical care. On the one hand, as you mentioned, telehealth can be used to provide medical care to people in rural areas and in certain environments. However, on the other hand, it can also create a disparity if people don't have access to internet connections that can create the disparity. The other thing is it's important for people to be able to get those self-monitoring tools. We have the automated blood pressure cuffs, and we suggest that people get a blood pressure monitor and to check their blood pressure regularly at home. And then there are ways, there are web-based programs where people can log their blood pressure information and share it with their medical provider, and then have it checked, have their blood pressure machines checked with a manual recording in the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this is important as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, Dr. Benson, how can people find more information?
They can go to our website at mindyourrisk.nih.gov, and that's mindyourrisk.nih.gov, and we have a great website there. We created this really nice video that's geared towards African American men, middle aged or early middle aged African American men to go and to look at it.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Benson. Can't wait to have you back. Good luck and thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Have a good
day. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told his Republican colleagues to expect a vote on Wednesday on removing Representative Liz Cheney from her leadership post. Cheney is under fire from members of her own party for continually battling the GOP. More signs the pandemic is coming to an end. People who deliver packages to businesses and homes classified as couriers and messengers by the Labor Department saw the industry's biggest monthly job losses in more than 20 years in April. Indeed's Nick Bauer says employers in the industry might be thinking that demand for delivery services won't be as strong post-pandemic as they originally thought. End quote. NBC has announced it will drop its broadcast of the Golden Globe ceremony in 2022 after a Hollywood backlash over the ethics of the group and its lack of diversity. Actor Tom Cruise joined the revolt by returning three Golden Globes he's won over the years. USA Radio News. A shooting in Times Square Saturday evening still has the suspect at large. From the incident, a hero is called out at the New York Police Department. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
We're hearing from the New York City cop who carried a little girl to safety after this weekend's Times Square shooting. Officer Alyssa Vogel says her motherly and police instincts kicked in when she realized the four-year-old had been shot.
Took the tourniquet off my gun belt and started applying it to her leg. That's when Officer Farter and I put it on her and then checked her to see if she had any more gunshot wounds.
The little girl, a woman from New Jersey, and a woman from Rhode Island are all recovering from wounds, although it's not believed they were the intended targets. The suspect was allegedly shooting at his brother and remains on the run.
NYPD Commissioner DeMache.
How many kids have to be shot before we take this seriously? Bad policies have consequences.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember when about a year ago, year and a few months ago, they said you need to keep 6 feet social distance. 6 feet. Some of us were kind of like, where'd you get that number? I mean, it was before the studies. And it was, you need to be 6 feet apart so you don't get coronavirus. And we're thinking to ourselves, all right, if it's a virus, if it's in a room, it's going to be in the room. If you're going to be confined to a room, you're going to be locked down, it's going to be floating around the room. It's going to travel. And in fact, there were some original studies that said, look, the virus is traveling across the hospital hall, across hospital rooms. So it'll travel farther than 6 feet. No, 6 feet social distancing. People made the stickers. The stickers had 6 feet and the arrows. And everywhere you go now, there's stickers. And there's stickers with two sets of shoes and feet. And you're supposed to stand on the sticker, and nobody stands on the sticker, and, you know, when they do, you know, because, you know, people kind of man spread and things like that. So it ends up where people are more like 3 feet apart from each other. And even though for schools, they're like, you know what, the 3 feet is fine as long as the kids aren't kissing each other. This whole 6 feet number sounded arbitrary. So apparently the CDC has agreed now and actually posted that the virus can spread through the air and airborne, by the way. Excuse me. Air by very fine droplets and aerosolized particles to another person who is more than 6 feet away. Well, that's kind of what we've been saying for a while. Now, this 6 feet rule, though, is what completely transformed the rulings and the mandates and the arbitrary decrees of, well, your business can't be open because people can't stand 6 feet apart. And in the way beginning, when this all happened, some of us were like, why can't we just crack open a window? Why can't we just open a door? You know, this idea that you have to allow 6 feet apart didn't make sense because most buildings or small bakeries or schools can't fit people in if you have 6 feet apart. I know there's some math calculation, and that's what happened with the schools. The schools are like, you want us to reopen, but your guidance is 6 feet. So then they turned around and said, all right, well, if the guidance is 3 feet, will that work? Can you fit everybody in the room? Yeah. So the problem is the American public is kind of watching all this, going, wait a second here. What is it? You want us to trust you. You want us to believe you. But if you're going to pull these things out of your retroperitoneum and slap them on the website, and this is why our business has to close, you better have some science behind it. Well, the science has been that if there is an infectious agent, it could spread across a room. And that's what we have in scientific literature. So what you need to do to combat that is not these stickers on the ground, but it's to make sure you have ventilation. Because things are going to circle around the room. And then on top of that, you add some air conditioning or heat or a fan and you have some current, it's flying all over the place. I mean, choir, when I sing in a choir, man, I mean, it spray. I try to hit that high note or that low note, or I just try to sing above somebody singing next to me who I think is off key, and I want to drown them out with my off key because I don't want to hear them. I got to tell you, man, there's no way 6 feet. That's got to be at least 18 feet. Yeah, because I am just really exhaling that note out. So since October, CDC said there was a risk of airborne transmission. We called it last January, so good job to you guys. And I guess the nuance and the difference is it only by respiratory droplets where you spray it and not say it, or you kiss or you breathe on somebody, or is it airborne where it flies through the air? And when I first learned about COVID, I'm like, that sucker's got to be airborne. Especially if they were trying to tell us it was around a bat soup, somebody eating bat soup, and then it infected a whole bunch of people at the fish market. Don't ask, how do you get bat soup at a fish market? So I've always thought that it was airborne. But then what that means is, well, then if people are going back to work, rather than the whole 6 feet thing, make sure there's ventilation. If you work in a place that looks like a prison where there are no windows because whoever made the building or the school wanted to save money, then get some windows in there. Open up some doors. Ventilate. Instead, what were we doing this whole time? We were staying indoors in the same house with the same people. No wonder people got sick. So we need to then move our guidance to you need to have ventilation. Now, yes, a crowded bar is not going to be very well ventilated, and bars stink. Casinos, you know, with the smoke and all that, you know, casinos don't have windows. Casinos don't have a lot of access to the outside because, again, they want you there and they want you gambling. So if you are going to open up, allow for there to be more aeration. That's how you do it. Now, what about outdoors? Don't you have to wear a mask outdoors? Well, we're being told that apparently there is a New York Times piece claiming that the CDC had overestimated the risk of coronavirus transmission outdoors. They actually said it was the transmission was around 10%, and they said that was greatly exaggerated. So according to the Times, the 10% benchmark was based partly on misclassification of some virus transmission in Singapore at various construction sites that may have actually taken place in indoor settings. So what New York Times is saying is we were given some wrong information from the CDC. Now, I am a fan of the CDC. As a doctor, your CDC is the go-to. It has just so many pieces of information and updates, and I go to the CDC website I don't know how many times a day. But when I tell a patient, the CDC says, and they interrupt me, and they laugh, you know, we're in trouble. When people don't want to buy into what the CDC tells us because they think there's distrust or they think there's some sort of deal going on with the teachers union or whatever, then what happens when we're trying to talk about the vaccine? What happens when we're trying to talk about vaccine safety? What happens when we're trying to talk about Ebola or Zika or other issues? All right, once the CDC loses any bit of credibility, our public health programs just, they could plummet. They're in huge peril. They're very vulnerable. So when I see something like this going, really, people, you used possible data that might not have been, they say apparently in the Senate committee hearing on Tuesday, Senator Susan Collins from Maine pressed CDC Director Dr. Michelle Walensky on the report and said it was one of three recent examples of conflicting, confusing guidance issued by the agency, with the other two involving school reopenings and summer camp. So this less than 10% outdoor transmission ability published in the Journal of Infectious Disease was apparently one of their top infectious disease journals. They say that is where that came from. It was from a published study that synthesized results from many pieces. So now we're talking about not only fake news, but fake science. Now, I'm not accusing the CDC of this, but this is something that was brought up and started to kind of rattle some of the faith of some of the stuff that was being spewed out when it came to the CDC, saying that people couldn't be outdoors because of COVID and had to mask up, prevented restaurants from being able to be open outdoors. We are talking zillions of money. I mean, billions and trillions of dollars. So, not good. CDC has to get it right all the time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday, some of my baby doctors graduated, as I did. Little baby doctors are now grown up to big doctors. I'm still going to call them baby doctors because they're all babies to me. When you're a mama, you still see your little babies. But, oh, my God, it was like the proudest moment. Each year when my babies grow up and they go out there and become doctors and get to make $1.50 an hour now, an internship, it's a big, big moment for me. And so, yeah, I've been teaching medical students for years. They've been coming through my office, but, you know, when I have the ability to teach, you know, large classes, then, you know, there's hundreds of students and I know them all, and I kind of compete with their parents as to who's going to you know, be the more maternal one. But anyway, it was just absolutely fantastic. In fact, the graduation, really interestingly, it was at UNLV Thomas and Mack Center. And the facility is where I graduated when I was in high school. It was where I graduated college. So it was really nice to sit there, to be able to hug the students sitting there, you know, for their medical school graduation. And the students were sat about 6 feet apart. The chairs were all apart. The hooders were apart. The faculty was apart. And so it was a little more sterile. And it wasn't like the typical graduation. I've been through to so many graduations where somebody has a beach ball and then they start bouncing the beach ball around. We had that at our graduation too. Every graduation I've been to, somebody brings a beach ball and they hit it and everybody's kind of hitting it, and then security comes to grab the ball and then somebody hits it to the other side, and then there's faculty trying to grab the beach ball during the ceremony. So in medical school, you don't really see a lot of people do that because they're so afraid they're not going to get their diploma. But I got to tell you, for me, when I graduated UNR Medical School, in the medical school ceremony, we didn't do the beach ball, but then when we went to the UNR undergrad ceremony and where all the graduates were, that's where we, you know, kind of did the beach ball too, and that was pretty fun. So, yeah. So, anyway, but it was really good. I wore a horrible outfit. I had this, it was like a pantsuit that had a skirt, and then I kept tripping on it, and the front of the pants, it didn't look good, it looked like it was riding up. So, not very good on camera, but at least I got to be there for my baby doctors. When you hood, so in medicine, when somebody in medical school graduates, they have a family member, or a mentor, or a friend, or somebody that was significant in their medical path there. Some schools demand it has to be a doctor of medicine or osteopathy or PhD. Others are like anybody that mentored you, you know, and who you love, you know, it could be chiropractor, dentist, anybody. And so you basically, when you put the hood on them, it's like, okay, you know, now we're welcoming you to our field. Even though to me, my students are always like, you know, doctors to me. But when I saw the graduation, and you're starting to see other places do their graduation, high schools, my son's going to have a high school graduation, it really kind of was bittersweet and almost angered me that the students last year couldn't get a graduation. Now, some did. Some schools are like, we're going to take it outside. And, you know, made sense. I know people were scared about the pandemic, but just like we talked about with the over-exaggeration of the outdoor transmission, when last May came around, I'm like, we got tons of parks. We have, you can even bring space heaters if you have to, or you could do a drive-up ceremony. And just so many weddings and funerals and confirmations and quinceañeras and baptisms and bar mitzvahs and baby naming and christenings and so many of these ceremonies didn't happen. And so I really get mad when you hear that there was exaggerated data or that people were trying to kind of, you know, push the narrative of, oh, this is so scary, we can't, you know, have this event, we can't have the ceremony, because there's a bunch of people from the 2020 class, or a bunch of young couples, or a bunch of kids, that lost that one moment in time that was supposed to be theirs. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, a pandemic is, you know, a pandemic was scary, and that comes first. Yes, a pandemic is scary. But if you remember, things were starting to slow down a little bit with the pandemic by May. In many parts of the country, it was getting warm. And places were starting to open up. Our lockdown ended by May 9th. I mean, things could have happened. Yeah, well, it takes weeks to organize. So, you know, I mean, if you are a facility or a school or something, you could easily organize. I have like a, okay, just in case anything changes, right, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right, if anything changes, this is what we'll do. But, you know, we have all these outdoors, we have all this nature, and it's odd to me that we had to take people's lives and turn it upside down as much as we did. So there's still a lot of couples that didn't get married. and they're moving on. They're going to either have children or they're just going to still put off the wedding. Now, for some people, like, oh, we saved a lot of money. This is good. Trust me. Yeah, you did. But for others, they're like, I really lost out on this. I really lost out on this chance. And so the advice I want to give everybody is, now that we're starting to get some clarification from some of the previous guidance, like, yeah, the disease is airborne and you probably need ventilation more so than 6 feet social distancing. Duh, that's what we were saying in the beginning. Or, you know, outdoor transmission is rare, or it's lower, you know, and if people are wearing masks outside, they were probably fine. You have millions of people that got robbed of milestones. Now, a graduation. You know, having had so many myself, you would think I'd be a little numb to it, and I, like, you know, really. And I had a 8th grade graduation, I had a high school graduation, I had a college graduation, I had a medical school graduation. You know, it's you would think it gets old, but it doesn't. What that graduation does for people, especially kids, this is why they got hurt, they got robbed so badly, is it's, if they were kind of thinking their future was a fog, if they were thinking that it was such an unknown and they may never be a success or they may be a failure, whatever might be going on in their minds, if they close the chapter on years of schooling and see that now they're starting a new chapter, it is very invigorating. It's very enlightening. It's charging. It's energizing. And, you know, I have 2 sons. I know they weren't very excited about going to their graduation. But, you know, once they had kind of seen what it was going to be like with their rehearsal, they couldn't wait to be there. There's something about getting through hell, right, that people feel that schooling is, being with comrades and closing that chapter and taking that and springboarding to your future. And I really worry about the career choices and the futures of a lot of young individuals, because already we have people pretty disillusioned with college and disillusioned with the politics of college and if their degree would mean something and the cost of college and all that. That, you know, and people look back at their high school years. People mostly hate their high school. They look back at high school and they go, high school was the worst time of my life. Yet they are really happy about graduation, and many of them do remember graduation fondly. So I don't want to see any more people robbed of anything. And if you have a school that's still worried about the pandemic and doesn't open up till the summer, my guess is those states that those schools are in have plenty of parks. They have beach, right? They have pastures. You could hold a graduation ceremony outside. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.